Hello guys, my name is Devin Haskins and this is the Run For Your Life podcast. On today's show, I wanted to talk about a subject that seems to be picking up steam on my website, which is www.runforyourlife.com, which is four spelled F-O-U-R. So please visit and support. So the subject matter was I was ghosted by one of my running pals that I've been friends with for years. So I wanted to kind of expand on that a bit in a podcast and on video, just to kind of dive more into detail. So just to give you guys the backdrop, this individual I've been friends with for I'd say about 11 years now. About a year and a half ago, me and this individual got into a text argument of all things over a football game. He said his piece, I said my piece, and at the very end of it, you know, we both apologized. You know, we said things we shouldn't say. And, you know, in my eyes, you know, the situation was squashed. I thought, you know, he was good with it. After 2 weeks, I hadn't heard back from my pal, so I reached out to him. He didn't reach back out. Same thing after a month. Once it got to like a month and a half territory, I kind of, you know, you kind of get the hint, you know, it's official when a person doesn't want to talk to you. So I am part of the older 80s generation, 80s, 90s generation. So the term ghosted is totally new to me. So when I got to that second month time frame, I said, okay, this probably is what, you know, what kids today are talking about when it comes to, you know, the term of being ghosted. So that was official for me. That's the first time something like that's happened to me in years, actually. So, of course, it's something that I had to process because me and this, me and my old friend were, I mean, still consider him a friend regardless of the situation. You know, we were, you know, friends for a while. So I had to process it. And our groups that we hang with, particular running groups that we hang with, kind of intermingle. So I had to kind of process that and understand, you know, what I do if I see this individual in any of the runs that I do or races that I do. In which I haven't, and I think it's been about 7 months now, so I really haven't seen this person. But what I would do, and I think anybody should do in a situation like this, is just be cordial. I think the thing that most people need to realize is relationships in life, they come and they go sometimes. You know, friends just grow apart. It's no one's fault. It's not that person's fault. It's not your fault. I think the grown-up thing, to the grown-up way to look at it is people come and people go in your life, but, you know, it's okay to realize that friendships evolve and some friendships just don't last. You know, that's just part of it's just part of how things are. What I do take from that going forward, you know, is ways that you can look at that is, you know, you can, or I can let that be a deterrent for me in the future with letting more, you know, if I, you know, make new friends and be more cautious and be this, that, and the other. No, I'm going to be, you know, which I think anyone should be the same person that I am. And you just learn from the experiences that I've gone through. And hopefully, you know, a situation like that doesn't, reoccur or happen in the future. If it does, it's the same thing. You know, you gotta pick it up, keep it moving. Friends come and go. And you hope for the best for all of them, which the same as, this situation. You know, I hope the best for, my old pal, and hopefully, you know, sometime in the future, you know, maybe this is something that you know, you'll laugh about. You just don't know. But the way that this kind of translate into the running world, which, you know, most people ask, and why am I talking about it on a running podcast, is me and this individual run, with several of the same groups. And, you know, if you're faced with a situation like that, it's how do you respond when you're commingling in the same running circles? Do you avoid each other? Do you confront each other? And, you know, when you do see people in a run, I don't think you do any of that. I think you just you have to be you and be cordial. If you know, if the situation was toxic, of course, you know, you act accordingly. You're not going to be around a person that you feel like it was a toxic situation. Of course, that's just, I don't think that's like the best thing to do. In my case, I don't think anything was toxic, from me and this, the friendship that I did have, from my perspective. So I would just be me. If a person feels differently, then, you know, you can act at that point. And I think that's what most runners should do if they're faced with a situation like this. You know, if you have a falling out with any type of friend that runs in the same circles, I mean, that can be applied to life. And you, don't feel like that is toxic. I don't think it's too much that you should change. Too many people that you should try to avoid because they may have a mutual friend. I think you should just be you. So I would love to hear from any other people within the running community that may have dealt with something like this. You know, see how you responded, how you reacted. What was your takeaway from whatever way that you resolved the situation? Because I think all runners within this community, which is a great community to find friends, you know, like to know if they're faced with this, how to react, respond, or what to do. Because it's not very often that you, well, at least in my experience, not very often that you have too many falling outs with people within the running community. So. But that's all I have for today, guys. Thanks for joining the show, listening and viewing on YouTube. Please follow me on Twitter at RVA Running Man, or the blog is www.runforyourlife.com again, or download the podcast anywhere that you get your podcast. But until next week, hopefully you guys are being safe out there on the roads and trails. And until next time, I'll talk to you later. Peace.